On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, over the span of five decades, he's been one of rock and roll's most consistent and endearing hit makers, selling over 80 million records in the process. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame, he performed at the Super Bowl 42 halftime show and has the keys to his hometown, Gainesville, Florida. He was a member of Mudcrutch and the Traveling Wilburys, and was best known, of course, as the iconic leader of the Heartbreakers. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be bluegrassizing Thomas Earl Petty. Tom Petty, who tragically died on October 2nd, 2017, just 18 days shy of his 67th birthday. Coming up this, I'll Stand My Ground and I Won't Back Down. Even the losers get lucky sometimes. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Del McCurry will commence the unabashed onslaught of Pettygrass with Love is a Long Road from his Rounder CD, Cold Hard Facts.
There was a girl I knew. She said she cared about me. She tried to make my world the way she thought it should be.
Stand my ground, and I won't back.
Dale Ann Bradley, bluegrassizing the first single from Tom Petty's first solo album, Full Moon Fever, which hit the shelves in 1989. I Won't Back Down was a strident farewell to Petty's record company and featured George Harrison on guitar and harmony vocals. Dale Ann delivers the goods on her Don't Turn Back CD. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to the big, no-holds-barred bluegrassification of Tom Petty. While Bluegrasslanders may not share quite the same zeal as Petty's most ardent fans, who have pithily observed such things as, quote, Petty exists, therefore I am, end of quote, and, quote, Petty is God, end of quote, he's well respected in the land where the banjo perpetually rings, especially by the two-time IBMA Entertainers of the Year, the Gibson brothers, who write, quote, we're big Tom Petty fans, so it was fun to record one of his songs. And after all these years of playing bluegrass, we finally cut a cabin song.
you'll find a lover. Run away, let your heart be your guide. You deserve the deepest cover.
Three Ring Circle, Rob Ikes, Andy Lefwich, and Dave Pomeroy, with a vocal assist from John Randall Stewart, putting some deft bluegrassy moves on Tom Petty's Wildflowers, which appears on the trio's Brothership outing. That was the title track to Petty's second solo album, which hit the CD bins in 1994. And the Gibson Brothers were on the front end with Cabin Down Below, as rendered on their Iron and Diamonds project. Inexplicably, one of Petty's most recognizable songs, which appeared on the band's 1977 debut, never charted in the U.S. until it was re-released in 1994. Petty states that Bo Diddley was probably the original inspiration, with a little bit of the Birds thrown in for good measure. Rolling Stone ranks it as the 76th greatest guitar song of all time. These are the infamous String Dusters with American Girl.
Make it last all night.
The infamous String Dusters giving American Girl the High Lonesome Treatment on their Undercover release. The Pickin' on Pickers will take us through break time and into more petty-fueled bluegrassical adventures with Don't Come Around Here No More. And we'll be listening to her heart, getting lucky, learning to fly, and free falling right after our impending break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with a tune written by Tom Petty for his 1991 album, Into the Great Wide Open, the first single therefrom, which became his most successful single on the Billboard Album Rock Tracks chart, where it hit and remained at number one for 6 weeks. Petty recalled, quote, "The tune was inspired by the Gulf War. I remember that line about the rocks melting and the sea burning being directly inspired by seeing the whole thing on TV," end of quote. This is Sweden's Tody Bergstrom with Learnin' to Fly.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out might melt and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Some say life will beat you down, break your heart, steal your crown. So started out, forgot knows where. guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, and she's crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway and it's running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. 'Cause I'm free.
Free falling.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too.
True North giving Free Fallin', Tom Petty's longest charting track, which peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 in January 1990, its proper bluegrassical respects on their Pluck album. It's number 177 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The song makes multiple references to LA's San Fernando Valley and captures that piercing pain you feel when you realize you did wrong by breaking up with the right girl. And Tony Bergstrom, with some hard driving help from Bluegrass Etc., was on the front end with Learning to Fly, as heard on his self-titled folk era disc. You Got Lucky was the first single from the 1982 Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Long After Dark. The song went to number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was a number one song for 3 weeks on the Billboard Hot Tracks chart. The song came from a riff that longtime Heartbreakers guitarist Mike Campbell had. Petty remarks, quote, "It was almost a throwaway, almost just tossed off. And the next thing we know, it's a single," end of quote. Here's Donna Hughes with a Bill Monroe-inspired version of the same.
Thank you. take her away with your money and your cocaine. You keep thinking that her mind is gonna change, but I know everything is okay. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you.
Catch 23, interpreting Listen to Her Heart, released by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in August 1978 as a second single from their second album, You're Gonna Get It. It reached the number 59 rung on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart in October of that year. Petty later revealed he wrote the song as a response to Ike Turner making advances at Petty's wife. Whoa! And Donna Hughes was immediately prior with You Got Lucky, as waxed on her CD, From the Heart. The Pickin' on Pickers will escort us through break time and back into more Petty mania with a song many fans consider to be his best, Breakdown, from Petty's 1977 self-titled debut. Petty wrote the song on a break in the recording studio, hence the title, Breakdown.
Thank you.
Pigs, and our unbridled salute to the bluegrassical side of Tom Petty will continue unashamedly. Tunes from Love Cannon, Alex Riffle and the Stiff Riffs, the Gibson Brothers, and Tom Petty himself. As soon as we return from our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with the man of the hour himself, Tom Petty, singing Bill Monroe's Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You'll bring me back to my very night. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I said blue moon of Kentucky, did it keep on shining? Shining on the one that's calling, let me blue. I said blue moon of Kentucky, did it keep on shining? Shining on the one that's calling, let me blue. Well, it was your moonlight night, stars shine bright. Well, born high, love was in your eyes. Blue moon of Kentucky, did it keep on shining? Shining on the one that's calling, let me blue.
Thank you. She's with me wherever I go. Yeah, I found an angel. I found my place. I can only thank God he was not too late. Sing a little song of loneliness. Sing one to make me smile. Another round for everyone. Here for a little while.
The Gibson Brothers with Angel Dream, which originally appeared on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' 1996 album, She's the One. And Petty himself was on the front end of things with Blue Moon of Kentucky, which appears on an anthology saluting the rich legacy of Sun Records entitled Good Rockin' Tonight. That album was released in 2001 as a companion to a documentary of the same name and featured folks like Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Elton John, and Van Morrison, to drop a name or two. You're hearing songs from the repertoire of America's Band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, juiced up tastefully in the most bluegrassy of manners, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith and engineered by Ed Lambert. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Runnin' Down a Dream is another Petty classic, which first reared its rockin' and rollin' head on Petty's first solo album, 1989's Full Moon Fever. It's the quintessence of classic rock, a salute to Petty's musical roots with its reference to Del Shannon and his classic hit Runaway. This is Charlottesville's Love Cannon. Thank you.
dark. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever's mine. Running down a dream never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream.
Born in the Indiana town, had a good-looking mama that never was around. But she grew up tall, and she grew up right with the Indiana boys and the Indiana nights. She moved here when she was 18. She blew the boys away. She's the best you ever seen. We got introduced when we started grooving. She said, I dig you, man, but I gotta keep moving. Moving on.
Last dance for Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in. I'm tired of this town again.
Get old. I'm tired of screwing up. I'm tired of falling down. I'm tired of myself. I'm tired of this town. Oh, my, well, hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink. Sing me a song. Take me as I am, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance for Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Yeah.
Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking out of her hotel room. Nightfall, it'll be coming soon. Well, my, my, well, hell yes, honey, put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up at one. Hit the last note and then I was done.
Last dance for Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain.
Alex Riffle and the Stiff Riffs singing Mary Jane's Last Dance on their These Days recording. That song first appeared on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' 1993 Greatest Hits CD. And Love Cannon, who don't cover the music of the 80s as much as Kidnap It and Take It on a Bluegrass Tinge Joyride, began the set with Running Down a Dream, as rendered on their Greatest Hits Volume 3 outing. And on that high, happy thank you, Tom Petty, for all the unforgettable tunes, the imaginatively recreated covers, the hits that span generations, and for just being flat out cool. Your music will last forever. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's been a busy few weeks around the new Bluegrass CD bins as store clerks frantically try and keep them stocked with the latest offerings. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be sampling the same from Tim Stafford, Shannon Slaughter, Billy Strings, The Steel Wheels, and Mark Johnson and Emery Lester on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.